Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You guys all want to catch me in these lies, these vociferous lies. There's no lies. I'm allowed to watch a little bit of hockey. But for that case, if Caitlin Clark was playing the Connecticut Sun, if there were a Game 7 of the NHL Final, I'm going to watch Caitlin Clark versus the Connecticut Sun. Keith's calling me out for stuff I tweeted 3 years ago, 4 years. People can grow. I can get older and grow. Have different interests. Try different things. My father-in-law. He ended up, he retired from Schwabel's. I told you, he built houses, right, mm-hmm. on the side. Retires from Schwabel's, decides he wants to start cooking.
Wow. I was going to say he started building gingerbread houses.
Decides he wants to start doing other things. Then he went back to baking bread, which I thought was really weird. he's like, try this bread. I'm going, you know, you spent 41 years baking bread, buddy. It's in the blood. I want to get to this Tyrese Halliburton audio. This was after the Pacers' Game 5 loss in the press conference. Hit it!
It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, help my teammates any way I can. You know, it's not really a thought of mine to not play. If I can, you know, walk, then I want to play.
So Tyrese Halliburton went and got a MRI. He got an MRI. Sham Sharania reported that he got an MRI on his calf. To get the severity of the strain of his calf. We don't know how bad it is right now. His status, I would assume, for Game 6 is uncertain.
Right.
He plans on playing.
We are waiting on...
That's not until tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. There is this back and forth. I know that what Awful Announcing had Emmanuel Acho saying that. I don't want to play Emmanuel Acho for anybody. But Emmanuel Acho apparently saying he's selfish if he tries to play in Game 6 in the NBA Finals. You had brought up a great, before the Emmanuel Acho thing, you had brought up a great question that I think we need to examine. Please, dude.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder
whether or not it's the right move for these guys to truly gut out an injury or not. And I don't know that we have an answer because it seems like a very case-by-case basis. Okay, Darius Garland was clearly, I don't know how anybody could watch Darius Garland when he tried to play those final two games. And not know that it was obvious that he was laboring through the toe injury. But because it was a toe, I said, man, the only thing that would have been worse for him is if it was a pinky. Like, the toe is the one thing everyone's like, you're really not going to play in the biggest game of the year or the biggest games of the year, the biggest series of the year because of a toe injury. And it's like, I don't know, turf toe is a pretty big deal. And we know it's some variation of that. Mm-hmm. I know that Cavs were very vague and probably didn't help that he was day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
So he missed two of the biggest games of the year. And then when he came out and played and didn't play well, you know, he still got criticized. The same thing happened with Halliburton. Halliburton played in that game. The announcers brought attention to it. They're like, he is not right. They showed him walking back into the locker room. They showed the extra treatment that he was getting down there. Yeah. We know the calf strains turn into what? Really bad injuries for NBA players. Probably anybody. But the NBA players... pretty famously, when they try to go out and play with calf injuries, it turns into so much more, and then you're out of year.
And all these big Achilles injuries start as calf strains?
Yes.
There's been a couple of players who have gone out there, and they try to run around on calf injuries, and it looks It looks like a deer that got shot in the woods. It looks really bad. At the very beginning, they're running like crazy. But at the end, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, you can shoot these guys up, and they always do, right?
Yeah, but
pain management.
But you can shoot them up all you want. Eventually, it starts to wear off. And I mean, when it comes to calf strains, you're running on that. Like, if you had a shoulder thing or hands or whatever, you can do a lot of things with that. But when it comes to your legs,
he was 0-6, Kenny. He was 0-4 from 3.
Yeah.
They were all desperation attempts. He couldn't get his shot off. Well, he couldn't push off.
The pain management's one thing. The calf, the dexterity of actually being able to
it's a good point.
Run the correct way and cut the correct way, it's definitely going to be effective.
It was clearly impacting him, just like Darius, it was clearly impacting. And I'm listening to Nick Wright. Nick Wright saying this is the worst performance in a finals game ever. And it's like, well, should he just not have played? Okay, so if he doesn't play...
I mean, he tried to be out there for 34 minutes.
Yeah, he was gutting it out. He was. Probably didn't help that McConnell played, you know, as well as he did. Yeah, here was Nick Wright on his podcast.
While maybe some of the Tyrese Halliburton, why doesn't he score more? And the answer is because he's not a scorer. Some of that prior to Game 5 was a touch overstated. There is nothing that I can think of that could overstate what happened last night, which is on the very short list and maybe at the very top of the list of worst performances by a superstar and by a team's best player in a gotta-have-it finals game.
Even with him being banged up?
Man, unless the injury was he lost his vision for 45 minutes, that's not an excuse. I understand he had calf soreness, but 0-6, 4 points with 3 turnovers in 34 minutes in a game that somehow was a 2-point game in the fourth quarter, thanks to what, in all honesty, the backup point guard, TJ McConnell, was able to do in his minutes. I've just never seen something like it.
Before I ask the big question here, let me ask you this. You and Nick would know better than me, so I acquiesce to you. You watched that 6 different attempts that he had. You said that they were desperation shots.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he couldn't get to a spot.
Could do anything.
So, because every... Even I know this, and a lot of people should. Like, there's places you can shoot from, and you can as a basketball player, where there's very few guys that are just wet from everywhere. He has to get to his spots. If he can't get there, then yeah, there is an excuse. I don't care what Nick says. Like, well, you could say whatever about his eyes being bunked out or whatever. Like, if you can't physically get to your spots and you have the ball and you're down, all right, I guess I just have to shot from the left elbow extended, even though I'm terrible from this end. I just have to get this off. I just have to be a decoy for everybody else. Would they be in the finals? Would they have beaten the Cavaliers without Tyrese Halliburton?
No, of course not.
Okay, so they wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have beat the Knicks without Tyrese Halliburton. So now the question becomes, should a player always try to play? Should a player always try to play because they believe they can help their team? That's one part of it. And two, hey, man, we're in a 24-hour news cycle here where, especially in the NBA, it becomes very personal very quick. Have you noticed that in the NBA more than any other sport? Like, between pundits and players, it's a very personal challenge between the two.
And every round you get to, because it's the only game in town, it's the only game that's drawing analysis.
And now it's summer.
Every talking head is weighing in on it. You're almost better off. Like, he's under the microscope. I wonder if he would have been better off after the injury, going out there, falling down twice, taking himself out of the game. Last year, OG Anunoby for the Knicks went out there in Game 7, and you would have thought people wanted to call the police on the Knicks for throwing him out there.
That's who it was.
And he was out, and guess who's never going to get criticism again? OG Anunoby will never get criticism because he tried to gut it out, clearly couldn't be out there, and that was the end of the experience. Meanwhile, Darius Garland gets ripped by Stephen A. Smith. Right? The highest paid, most influential talking head in sports today, and maybe it's bleeding over to news and politics. Okay? He goes out there and says that Darius Garland is soft.
You've been watching Cuomo lately, haven't you?
Oh, every day.
Hell yeah, you have.
So he's calling him soft, right? So it got back to Darius Garland, who went out there and tried to play and was a shell of himself and probably, quite frankly, hurt the team. So, you know, Halliburton was hurting the team. Now, I mean, if I'm Halliburton, what do you do for Game 7? If he doesn't play, what are they going to say? You couldn't come out for game seven. You couldn't come out for game seven. You had a chance to win this series.
He has to.
So, but now if he plays and throws up another box score like that,
I know.
What are they saying?
You know what you got to do?
You just killed your team in the biggest game of the year. What is the guy supposed to do?
This is so utterly ridiculous and so dramatic and stupid, and you guys are all going to roll your eyes. Say he's like, they're like, hey, he really can't. He's not going to help anybody. He is. Because calf strains, by the way, that turns into Achilles injuries. That turns into a year.
Right.
Ask Kevin Durant. Ask what Jeff was saying about Kevin Durant. I know I act like I don't listen to middays because I like to mess with them. Yeah, ask what Jeff was saying about the Achilles strain and things like that. If you have him go out there, you could very well do some serious damage that takes you out of next year's finals without Tyrese Haliburton. But
by the way, they said Darius might have done that by trying to play on the toe, might have necessitated surgery.
If you're Tyrese Haliburton, you need to come together as a franchise. And this is how stupid this is. To shut up Nick and Stephen A and everybody and people in Indiana. Dan, I love Dan, but I'm sure he's commenting on it over there at the ticket and Outkick. You have to let him try to play. He has to try to play. You have to let him try to play, and then I mean first media timeout, Rick Carlisle has to go. Unless he's like, I can go, I feel great. Rick Carlisle has to go out there and make a big public showing, like pulling him aside, talking to him, yelling at him, like, you can't play, you're done. He has to. Because Tyrese Haliburton, 7 champions in 7 years. Tyrese Haliburton can't, he may want to believe it, and I'm sure he's got the confidence in himself. You may never get to this level again. You cannot live with yourself for the rest of your life knowing that you didn't try to go out there, because nobody will let you forget it now. Nobody will let you forget it. You've been hitting shots like crazy this finals run, this NBA playoffs run. People have totally changed the way they think about you. They've been calling you overrated throughout your career, saying that you don't deserve these things, saying you didn't even deserve to be on the Team USA. And here you are in the NBA Finals. You got your team down 3-2, which, first off, you've taken it further than even Vegas thought you were going to go. They thought you were getting beaten 5. Gentlemen, sweet. You've led this series. He has to go out there. And then it is for the respect or the responsibility of the organization. Rick Carlisle, first media timeout or first any chance
pull
of a timeout.
Him out of there.
You got to walk out there on the floor and go, no, no. And I'm sure he's going to be upset. And you have to make a big public display of it and go, this guy is our leader. He tried to do it. I made the decision as the head coach of this basketball team. I'm a future Hall of Famer. Rick Carlisle wouldn't say that. But he's, you know, Rick Carlisle is a future Hall of Famer. I made this decision for the good of this team, for our best chance. And that's whether you're going to a game 7 or you can hear the other guy celebrate in the locker room. You have to make that decision, because you cannot allow your best player to be ridiculed by guys who look like this. Who are great big fat pigs and out of shape people who couldn't play the game at a high level. Well, you're not a man. You're not tough. What do you mean? You're not willing to sell yourself out for the ultimate prize? How dare. That's the problem with the NBA these days. That's the problem with the game. These guys aren't willing to do everything they can to go out there and win anymore. You can't. I'm sorry. You can't risk that. To have possibly the rest of your life to hear idiots shoot their mouth off about your injury. I didn't mean to confuse people on social media. I ended up doing it. You've made a comparison with the Steelers and Guardians and what they are over the last, especially 10 years, which some people are looking at it historically, which I'm not, and you're not doing it, I'm not doing it. And maybe I could have sent a longer message if I wanted to. The Guardians and the Steelers are very, very closely resembling, where you have solid ownership. I don't think that either fan base thinks they have good owners. I think that people in Pittsburgh think that their owner is disinterested in so many ways and afraid to make moves. The Guardians, I think a lot of people feel the same way about I think he is interested, but they definitely think he's afraid to make moves. He's not willing to spend. He's not willing to make the big move that's going to get this team over the top. You hear Pony, who comes on with us. Now, Pony's only one guy. He does not make out Aaron Rodgers to be a big move. He thinks that this is going to be 7-10 and just kind of in the middle and blasé. Now, I would look at Aaron Rodgers. He's a big name. He did have statistically, he did have a good second half last year. So maybe there's some gas left in that tank that I'm not respecting. But we've compared the two before and gone, man, if the Dolans owned an NFL franchise, you'd probably have a couple of Super Bowls. The Rooneys own an NFL franchise. They've, over the last 20 years, they've had a couple of Super Bowls. 25 years, they've had a couple of Super Bowls. So there's a comparison. We were doing around the AFC North, I had this thought. You were asking Bob Haney about the Ravens, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, and the pressure that's on Lamar Jackson. Because yesterday, this ties into what we said on the podcast yesterday. How many guys in the NBA do you know? Podcast is 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. How many guys in the NBA do you know right now that you believe are obsessed with winning an NBA championship? Obsessed. It consumes them. And I think for an average NBA fan, like you might be able to name more. I think for the average NBA fan, I think there's a handful of guys that they know are obsessed with winning an NBA championship. And Donovan Mitchell is one of those guys. The amount of pressure that's been placed on him by other stars, by outsiders, you know that it consumes him to win an NBA championship, to prove to everybody just how great he is. And I had this thought, and maybe I'm off. I want you guys, both of you guys, tell me if I'm off on this. Are the Cavs right now not the Ravens in so many ways? The Ravens have made an AFC championship. Owen corrected us on this. Yeah, the Chiefs beat the hell out of them. The Ravens have made an AFC championship game. They don't take the regular season very seriously over there in Baltimore. Hello. They win a lot of games in the regular season over there in Baltimore. Hello. They have a quarterback in Baltimore. We have Donovan Mitchell, who is, I think that some people at the beginning of their careers waited for the other shoe to drop for different reasons, of course. One because of size, one because, you know, you had people who were on ESPN wanting him to play other positions. Both of these guys have made a lot of money. Both of these guys have watched other people raise all-pro MVP, even though Lamar's been an MVP. The other ones are chasing. And I think I have a guy in Lamar Jackson who is desperately obsessed with winning a Super Bowl, and Donovan Mitchell's the same way, and they both have fallen short in the playoffs. I think they're similar in so many ways. Maybe I'm wrong. I want to ask you. That's why I don't run by you, because there was a lot of people going, Ken, how can you make this?
Well, this started when we're talking to Haney in our award-winning segment around the AFC North. And I'm like, man, it's got to be weird because you guys, you know, you have the same team almost every year. Little tweaks here and there, maybe a different running back, different wide receiver. Sure. But for the most part, their core has been their core and everything is based on, you know, Lamar Jackson. And they dominate in the regular season. They beat up on teams. And regardless of anything, they go into the playoffs and nobody thinks they're better than Kansas City. Nobody thinks they're better than Buffalo. So where do you go with that? For us, it was the Boston Celtics mm-hmm. until it became the Indiana Pacers. We'll see if it's Indiana a year from now, or Orlando, or the Knicks, or whoever. But right now, I will say our fans seem to be optimistic. The fans that we talk to are optimistic. They think if Darius was healthy, they would have won that series.
I don't know. Some of the people calling in, they just think that they need to get rid of Darius Garland and that we're going to be a lot better of a basketball team. I don't, but there's a lot of callers who agree with certain people on this show.
Yeah, I think people know the Cavs are going to be really good last year. Mm-hmm. Like I saw one of the really good podcasters in town, bloggers, Tony Pesta, is like, oh, Cavs are going to win 60 games next year. And I'm like, we're just casually throwing out we're going to win 60. It's really hard to win 60. But that's how good the Cavs have been that you would even think that's possible to go back-to-back 60-win seasons for a team that has not gotten out of the second round of the playoffs.
For the Cavs.
It shows you that regular season stuff, I think the same stuff's happening in Baltimore. Nobody cares about, granted, you have to be good in the regular season to actually get seeding, maybe home field advantage.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Manage, get a better route to a Super Bowl. In the NBA, seeding is starting to just go out the window completely.
That's true.
Still more important in the NFL.
Because you got one off. These are series. Yeah. Seeding isn't as important as it. So you're right about that. You know, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. But I think when it comes to the same overall vibe, and again, if I'm flat-out wrong, just tell me. 216-474-0092. I think the vibe is really the same. You mentioned Boston. I think that for a while it was Baltimore and Kansas City, and now, especially over the last couple of years, it's definitely Buffalo and Kansas City, then Baltimore. I wonder after this year. Now, I know Jason Tatum's hurt, but I wonder after this year it's been Indiana, Boston, then Cleveland. And then, hey, you got to watch out because you got Joe Burrow over there in Cincinnati. And if they're able to put it together, I mean, they might score 50 points a game, but maybe the other team is going to score 54. We'll see. But you have to respect Joe Burrow over there in Cincinnati. Hey, got to respect what the Orlando Magic are doing. You got to respect what they're trying to put together with their basketball team. Hey, you know, you got this other team that's over there out west that's still trying to cobble this thing together, trying to do it the right way. They got a good coach who's been in big moments before, and they got a young quarterback that they're excited about. And, you know, he comes with his own questions, but he's pretty good in the Denver Broncos. Well, you got Detroit up north. And so it mixes in with the Eastern Conference in the NBA, where it mixes in with the AFC and the NFL. I'm going, I wonder if it's a little bit more comparable than what we thought. I think some people, if you wanted to draw umbrage, maybe you draw umbrage historically with the Steelers and Guardians. But, man, I have a lot of respect for the way that the front office runs their business with the Guardians. And even though I hate the Steelers, I have to give a lot of respect to the way they've done their business in Pittsburgh.
If you've listened to any Donovan Mitchell behind, like, on podcasts and things like that, does he talk about one of his best friends from colleges?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Plays for the Cavaliers.
Uh-huh.
Who's he talk about one of
Lamar
his best
friends? Lamar Jackson! Oh, my God, you're right.
He wore the jersey. Yeah. He went on the Kelce Brothers podcast a couple months ago and talked about how close they are. I mean, I want to disagree with you so much on this. The only disagreement I have is that Lamar is clearly one of the two or three best players in the NFL. Donovan's a top 10 player.
Sometimes I think he's top six, seven, which means you're six or seven. Yeah.
But that's that's the minute separation of them, right? That's so minimal.
216-474-0092. Mark and Westlake, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, Ken.
Hi.
Hey, so I agree with your analogy with a lot of parts of it. I think the one thing you may be missing out here is that no one makes the argument that Donovan has underperformed in the playoffs, right? Where I think a lot of folks are rightfully so make the argument that Lamar tends to underperform in the playoffs. Mm. And, you know, you looking at this past year, I don't think a lot of people can argue that the Cavs didn't make it past the second round because of Donovan.
Very fair.
Where I think a lot of folks in Baltimore are making the argument that Lamar gets to the playoffs and tends to underperform.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's a big difference here. And it's been a big difference in Donovan's career. I think his teams have kind of let him down, where you can make the argument that Baltimore's put some great players around Lamar, and he's just underperformed in those big moments.
That's a tremendous point. I didn't see it all the way through there, Mark. You're right about that, because I think Lamar, people are wondering, man, you know, what happens in the postseason. Donovan, oh, do you have a counterpoint to that?
I didn't mean to hang up on it. No, the thing about Lamar is there have been three straight years I've tried to convince myself that he'll be normal Lamar in the playoffs. You'll see. It's coming. Get some early losses. Get some, you know, inexperience out of the way. But once he gets more acclimated to this stage, and then you watch him in the big games, and all of a sudden the easy stuff becomes hard.
Can you accuse him of pressing?
I think he does
because
press.
Because we've accused Donovan of pressing before.
I think he absolutely does press. He's not the same
player. That's me reaching. I'm reaching. But
And you got to remember, I don't say those things about him all year. I am mesmerized. I will stop what I'm doing. Because you know, Kenny, I'm disenchanted with some of the NFL, like a bunch of the teams with backup quarterbacks playing. I don't
Lamar,
need to watch.
You got to stop in the living room. I am finding Lamar.
I'm putting him on. That guy dazzles. I can't believe he has anybody that doubts him in the regular season. In the playoffs, he's pressed. He's become a different player. And I think Josh Allen's gotten over that hump. I think Josh Allen, I mean, he couldn't get that first down. I thought that was more of a team thing this year, but he's not fearful of anybody. Like, I don't think he goes into a situation now in the playoffs and is worried. I don't think it's a choke situation.
I don't think he's trying to exercise any demons. I do think Lamar is trying to do that, yes. The demon that I think Josh Allen is trying to exercise is the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a Chiefs are better than us thing. How do we get over it? I don't think that it's, okay, what are you going to do to fail in the playoffs again versus Cincinnati, Denver, I don't think it's going to go out that way. But I do think that the two teams, other than that, because that's a hell of a point by Mark and Westlake, I think that there's comparable there. They asked Albert Breer a question, and I'm going to spring this up on Owen, and I don't mean to do it, so I'm going to busk here for a second, on Breer 04. They asked him a question yesterday afternoon because I think they kind of got it from you and I, because I kind of did a little left turn yesterday in a conversation where I said, I don't think that Kevin Stefanski and Albert Breer. I don't think that Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are necessarily a package deal. Now, I'm going to explain why, but Albert Breer thinks that they are a package deal. Hit it.
They arrived together. They'd built a relationship previous to working together. Firing one and not the other is always kind of problematic. You know what I mean? Like, and you want people knowing that they're sort of tied at the hip so they can trust each other. And so you prevent like a Game of Thrones type of situation. Not that either of those guys would be prone to it, because I don't think that's really their personality anyway. The whole group, like, I think detaching from one would make it difficult to go on with the other. That's just me talking. And you know, it's certainly possible that, you know, you get to the end of the year, things don't go well, and one side seems more at fault than the other. But I still view them as a package deal.
I don't know if we're talking necessarily about fault right now. I want to be glass half full for a moment. I don't think it's as much fault as it's trust. I think if you get the 7 wins with this team right now, would you say Kevin's safe? Yeah. To the Browns. Not to the fans, but to the Browns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think you could look at it and go, hey, man, we had 3 or 4 different quarterbacks play this year. We had a 3rd-round pick, a 5th-round pick. I know what I've said before. But we did have 2 rookies play. We had a old guy play. We had a sort of, not an old guy play. We had a 2B journeyman play. We got 7 wins out of the season. Tough schedule. You could sit in a room, if you're Jimmy Haslam, going, I trust Kevin Stefanski. We've put him through the ringer for 6 years. And when we handed the offense back to him, again, this is all based on something that hasn't happened yet. We gave the offense back to him. He was able to run that offense. Look at what he did. We got 7 wins. We're in the middle of the road now. We're back to the middle of the road. We're going to lose some players here. But do we trust Andrew Berry to make this pick? We're still going to go after a quarterback. We got 2 first-round picks for a reason. You know the Browns are obsessed with finding a quarterback. So you know they'll sit in that room with 7 wins. You're more than likely looking for a QB. Unless Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders set the world on fire in the second half of the season. Probably still looking for a QB. Do you trust Andrew Berry to take those picks and make that move and obsess that quarterback? Do you still do it? I don't think it's an easy answer to say, because you could say, hey, maybe Kevin really liked Dillon Gabriel and Dillon Gabriel sucked up the room. Or maybe Kevin really liked Shedeur Sanders and Shedeur Sanders sucked up the room. Or maybe he didn't like either of them and they went. Like, there's going to be things that we find out. I do believe that Kevin really liked Dillon Gabriel at the Senior Bowl and was paying attention to him. You could also go, well, he was able to create a really nice trade with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Maybe this is our chance to evaluate out of it. I don't believe, though, that this season they are attached at the hip. I think you could come away from this year trusting one and having less trust for the other. I watch out of the 6 games, I probably watch 4.5, including a little bit of last night.
Lots of fun hockey going on.
How come we never talked about them?
Yeah, I don't remember talking about
them. Doing radio in Cleveland.
The story of the game is one of the main guys don't know how to say his name. It has like 30 letters in it. None of them are vowels. He's playing great.
I feel like it would have came up off air.
Why?
Do you believe Kent Carman watched 4.5 of the 6 NHL games?
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Audio courtesy of NBC and 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I watch a hockey, damn it. I watch a hockey. Can't tell you much about it. What I actually know about hockey, I learned from movies.
Who's the goalie for the Panthers?
Can't tell you.
Okay.
Stuart Skinner is the...
Sergei Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky?
Is it Bobrovsky?
Is
it really?
It is. He's won two in a row and... He was with the Blue Jackets forever when we used to talk about him.
Should I try to keep the sound on next
couldn't
year?
Tell you.
Should I try
to keep the sound on? That's my answer from now on.
Wait a second. The sound.
Well, wait a minute. Why is that?
Sound of NHL hockey is pretty damn compelling.
No, it's so distracting. All that ice.
I like the sound. I should have left the sound on. The ice, the bump, 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 bump.
Yeah. No, you don't want
dun,
that.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Ain't gonna get that Murray Warmoth book on audio tape.
Oh my god, you guys and the Murray Warmoth. My god in heaven. See, you guys like bringing it up though because you knew it was ridiculous. We were talking about an old football coach who's been dead.
I did respect it. I made sure to let you know that I absolutely respect it.
What I think is ridiculous is
you don't respect it. You're texting right now. Who are you texting?
Had you been talking about the Stanley Cup final, I would have thought that's ridiculous too, but at least I would have known you watched it. We sat in the same room for how many days of the week?
Because you guys aren't interested. Why am I going to bring up something I know you're not interested in?
They're coming your way. They're down to 67% don't think that you watched it.
I felt...
It's a nice layer to peel off that onion of Ken Carmen. I learned something about him every day. A new thing that he watched, a new thing he was interested in.
Joe said...
I had no idea all these years.
Joe had said that we actually need to... Joe said that we need to use our influence to bring NHL hockey here to Cleveland. And I had to send back to him. I go, I'm sorry, friend, but that ship has sailed. You are too good of an AHL product, and you're too close to those other cities to get an NHL team.
AHL, as Owen can attest, as someone who's been there night in and night out, they are killing it. They are doing so much better. Now, I don't know the financials, but just look at it, those crowds. Don't they lead the AHL in attendance?
They got to be turning.
Yeah, they're 1 and 2 every year.
They got
1 or 2
every year. Yes, you go to the arena. The arena is beautiful. Now I've seen the pictures. Like Tony Brown and Doug Plagans have taken pictures of the other arenas. Like the
some
one
of that's relative. Some of you're playing at the Winterhurst Ice Arena. You are playing in Lakewood.
This is AAA hockey, Tony. They're playing at like the Armory.
Yeah.
The one arena, I'm like...
I think Tony Brown served nachos in the middle of games before because he's...
Tony sent a picture of the one arena they were at, and I was looking, and I go, oh my God. And I looked, and I go, that's one of the arenas that they played at in Slapshot. I go, they've changed nothing since 1977, I think, when that movie was made. They've changed nothing about that arena. So your arena is beautiful. You play in an NHL quality arena is what it is, which is an NBA franchise's arena. Clearly, the seats are cheap. They put on a good product, Yeah, I've never left. I've only been to a handful of Monsters games. I've never left having a bad time, no matter what the score is. They got to be making money hand over fist over there. They know that it's got to be great for the AHL. I think the last thing the AHL would want is for Cleveland to get an NHL hockey team. And because we're so close to Cincinnati, or because we're so close to Columbus, because we're so close to Detroit and Buffalo and Pittsburgh, I mean, that's four cities right there. Yeah, man, I think it'd be fun. It'd be fun to talk about. It'd be fun to have to put Lima through the paces of having to watch hockey. We make him watch another sport, and he sits there and groans over. I'll make him watch hockey. But no, they're too good in the AHL as a product, as an organization. They've been a pretty good team. They made the playoffs, and they won a Calder Cup in 2016. That they're not going to get an AHL team here.
How many summer hack shows have we done over the years about what can be sustained in this market? I mean, I think most people end up coming around to, really, we should be, by demographics, we should be a two-sport town. The fact that we're three is incredible.
It's awesome.
Now you think about, could we become four pro, top of the line?
Well, because
it's just not enough money, I would think.
Well, people talk about the incredibly shrinking city, but the metro is still outrageously large.
It's a top 20 metro.
Yes, so it's still a very large area. For as much as people want to make fun of the city of Cleveland went from 900,000 people to 300,000. Okay, well, the metro is still expansive, still very, very big. And so all those people are coming to Cleveland, so that's a big market for everybody. Television, it's still a top 20 market, like you said, everything. And I think that the three major sports, clearly there's an investment here. I know we've gone around and around and around about one of them, which I have a very interesting story to tell you about that maybe tomorrow. I know we went around on one of them, but there's clearly investment there. I think the other thing that we could do is probably, I think we could probably pull off WNBA again and actually have a team here. If Caitlin Clark has sticking power, and I'm sure she does, we just got to get other... We got to get other stars, because you can't, if it just becomes a traveling road show at Caitlin Clark and they only, guys, forgive me. There's 12 teams. How many games do they play in the WNBA between the 12 teams?
30 something.
I thought in the 40s.
Oh, is it 40?
Okay. Well, Juju, Watkins, if you can,
however many UConn stars have come through,
how many UConn stars can get through? Like, if it becomes bigger and people get more interested because of Caitlin Clark and other people become stars, all right, because you still want to be able to grow some of your stars there, because it can't just be, well, Caitlin Clark's going to be in town twice a year. Okay, you'll fill the barn up twice. You'll be able to do that two times. But are you going to be able to make a profit at all based on that? Plus, I mean, it's still more dates for the arena, and I'm sure that Dan Gilbert wants more dates for the arena.
That's 22 home, 22 road.
44 total. Games overall.
Which, you know, if it was scheduled, I wouldn't say they would schedule it around the Guardians or even in conjunction with them, but if you get those times where, and sometimes the crowds kind of bleed over, where you go watch an afternoon baseball game, and then maybe you take in a night WNBA.
Took the words right from me. Took the words right from me. Because it is in the summer. I don't know if you want to go inside indoors and watch basketball in the summer when you've been watching basketball all winter. But
you know, I always wondered, like, I see people, Johnny O says, I think we are a solid hockey town. The question is, would you need, like, all the fans of hockey to go to every game for them to be able to be solvent?
What's the average price for a Cleveland Monsters game?
I haven't paid in 10 years.
Okay. I'm sure it's reasonable.
They usually go there and play the music.
I remember one time I went to Philly and we looked up Flyers tickets. I was shocked.
They're NBA prices.
Oh, the ones I saw for the Flyers at that time, way more expensive than any Cavs tickets I've ever seen. Way more expensive. I know they love the Flyers over there, but my God. I don't think you're getting the same type of crowds. If you're in the doldrums, if you're at the bottom of the barrel in the NHL, you better stack that team the way they did the Panthers and the Jaguars in the NFL. You better stack them. Did they stack the Golden Knights in Las Vegas?
They made the finals the first year. So when you get one of the top goalies, you got a chance.
I watch the hockey, but I don't know enough to shoot my mouth off to know that they stacked the team or not. Riddle me that one. Hey, thanks to everybody who joined us today.
Made that up.
Yep. Mary Kay Cabot. She will be with us tomorrow at 8:20. She says Shedeur Sanders and Dillon Gabriel are shoo-ins to make this team. She said, take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank!
And take it to the house.
Good song. Very good song. Edgerrin James is in that video.
Is he really?
Yep. Here you go. That's what I leave you with, everybody. Have a wonderful day,
sports.
My friends.
Good sports.
Go Guardians. Go Gardos. Go Edgerrin James.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.